Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It should be kept in mind for unlawfulness of receiving a thing from a person who is giving it unhappily or just to avoid embarrassment or simply because of the beggar's continuous persistence. Extracting money from people through begging persistently is like robbing them by force. Mental torture through slander is also similar. However, he who is forced by necessity may accept a thing given even without the giver's own will. But the true facts in each case are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who alone can judge whether a person is really in a state of need or not. There is, however, no harm in asking favors of such friends who one feels will be happy if one asks them for help. Allama Zubayri rahimahullah says, all these warnings about begging are meant for a person who asks for himself and not for a person who asks for someone else, because he is trying to help others. Similarly, a person who asks for help from his own relatives and friends is not in this category, because they would feel happy when a relative or friend asks for help. As the Shaykh Ramtullah says, however, this is only true for those relatives who are really pleased to do favors. Otherwise, harassing your relatives is strictly forbidden. Normally, generous family members feel happy to do favors for their relatives. As the Shaykh Ramtullah says, I say this because of my own personal experience. He says, one of my father's aunts used to give me 2 paisas, a very small amount of money, as a gift to spend whenever she came to visit us in Kandla. It had been her habit since my childhood. Later, when I became a father, she also started giving 2 paisas each to my children. I jokingly told her that my spending should be increased to 4 paisas, as I did not want to be treated the same way as my children, to which she agreed. I still remember the loving pleasure with which she used to give me 4 paisas. I still feel happy with the joy it gave her. Sometimes, when I saw that she had nothing to give me, I used to present to her some money so that she could give me back my same 4 paisas. I did this because the joy of giving made her forget that she was just returning to me what I had given her myself. Similarly, Mawlana Shamsul Hasan Rahimahullah, my father's uncle, used to give me 1 rupee as a gift whenever he visited us in Kandla. When I grew up and had my own children, he began giving my children and not me. I jokingly said that my gift should not be stopped. It is between you and my children whether you give them anything or not, but I must get my share. I shall always remember the feeling of joy with which he used to give me my 1 rupee. He would laugh happily and repeat my words, my spending money should not be stopped, and I would say, never should it. Whenever I remember him, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and to give him many wonderful rewards.